Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A report out today from Oxfam, that's an international aid agency, is asking the U.S. to stop subsidizing rice that's exported to Haiti. They say it undermines vital local food production in Haiti. 20 years ago, just for an example, Haiti produced nearly all of its rice. Today, they import about 80% of their rice. And we're going to get details now from Mark Doyle, who's the BBC's international development correspondent. Good morning.
Hello there. Hi.
According to this report from Oxfam, the United States actually spends more subsidizing our own American rice farmers than we spend giving aid to Haiti. Is that accurate?
Well, there's certainly the figures that Oxfam have come up with, and they're quite experienced in, they have a big network in the United States and do a lot of work in Haiti, so I think we can probably take them at their word. They say that the amount of money that the US government spends on subsidizing rice farmers in the US is about $430 million a year, and the amount of aid that they give to Haiti is less than that, at about $350 million. And the amount that the Americans give to Haitian agricultural programs specifically is much, much lower than that, around $20 million.
So essentially, the problem, as I understand it from this report, is that the United States is subsidizing its own farmers, which means we can export rice to Haiti and the rice is very, very cheap since the government is subsidizing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's cheaper than Haiti and Haitian farmers can produce their own rice. It's a different sort of rice as well, of course. The mechanized farms in the United States produce a very high quality, very clean, white rice. And the Haitian farmers tend to produce a rougher, although nutritionally superior product, actually, many people would say, and one that tastes better. But it's much more expensive than can be produced by the subsidized farmers in the U.S. And this is undermining Haitian agriculture, according to the Oxfam report.
I want to play you a comment from former President Bill Clinton. He's speaking here just after the earthquake in Haiti, and he now admits his policies had actually hurt Haiti's ability to be self-sufficient.
Since 1981, the United States has followed a policy until the last year or so we started rethinking it, that we rich countries that produce a lot of food should sell it to poor countries. It has not worked. It's maybe been good for some of my farmers in Arkansas, but it has not worked. It was a mistake.
So there is a former President Bill Clinton admitting that it was a mistake, but is there any movement perhaps among the, not just the United States, but other countries to change this policy?
Well, yes. I mean, not only is Bill Clinton, of course, a former U.S. president, but he's the co-chair of the recovery committee, co-chairing with the Prime Minister of Haiti to try and recover from the awful earthquake which the country suffered in January. So there's a bit of a paradox there. And perhaps over his visits to Haiti, and he's visited very often, he's come to realize what a mistake that policy was. Now, what's happening now, of course, is that, you know, the subsidies are continuing to American farmers, but the Haitian government has begun to wake up to this idea, and the president of Haiti, René Préval, actually said a few months ago that he wants less food aid to come to Haiti, and any food aid, of course, the rice we're talking about here isn't just food aid, it's commercially sold, but food aid is part of the problem as well. Less food aid, and any food aid that does come in should preferably be purchased on the local market so that it doesn't distort the position for Haitian farmers.
We just have a couple seconds left, Mark Doyle. Which tastes better, American rice or Haitian?
Haitian rice is better. It's a rougher product, but much tastier.
Mark Doyle, international development correspondent for our partner, the BBC.